You'll do anything you can to ruin my day, won't you? I got up today feeling so good. You couldn't leave us alone. You were doing so well.
What?
At one time, it was great what we had. The kidding around, it can't have a natural time span. Affairs can't dissolve in a good way. There's always got to be poison. I don't see why. I really don't see why.
Jonathan, do you want it over between us?
Why does it have to be one way or the other?
You don't want me to leave.
I want you right here where you belong.
What about you?
When I'm here, I'm here. When I'm not here, I'm there.
Where?
Wherever!
No.
All right. Where the fuck is my shoehorn? This place is a mess. There's not any food in the house. Half the time you look like you fell out of bed. You spend more time in bed than any other human being past the age of 6 months than I ever heard of.
The reason I sleep all day is because I can't stand my life.
What life?
Sleeping all day. I need a life.
Get a job!
I don't want a job. I want you.
I'm taken by me. Get out of the house. Do something useful, goddammit. You want a job? I got a job for you. Fix up this pigsty. You get a pretty goddamn good salary for testing out this bed all day. You want an extra $50 a week? Try vacuuming. You want an extra $100? Make this goddamn bed. Try opening some goddamn windows. That's why you can't stand up in here. The goddamn place smells like a coffin.
Looking good. Well, guys, welcome back to Looking Good Radio. All right.
Yeah.
We have a role reversal today. Where I have the headphones on and Uncle Luke has got the wireless.
Rain came blowing and blew off your headphones.
And he's got the young food.
Why are you talking so quiet?
I can hear it just fine, doggy.
You're like whispering.
I'm not whispering.
You're like really quiet. That's all right. Whatever. It's all good in the hood.
Well, I can hear myself.
How cold do you think it is in Buffalo? You think it's fucking like full-on fall freezing?
Well, I can tell you right now if you want to know.
Yeah, dude, check it out. Use that technology. Sorry, I'm eating, everybody. I don't know how it got so fucking late. I didn't.
It is.
God, I'm also a fucking barbecue sauce already. Jesus.
61 degrees in Buffalo.
That's cold. It's cold enough. You're a cold-hearted snake. You've been telling lies.
For Uncle Lucas, he's eating the food I made for him yesterday.
Thanks, dog.
So yesterday I went to the Sam Smith concert.
Oh, that was yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that.
And I gotta be honest with you, the guy was a fucking, he was a good entertainer.
Yeah.
Like
the Staples Center.
What's that?
At the Staples Center.
No, at the Greek, which I've never been to.
Oh.
You ever go there?
I don't think so. No.
It's like. No, it's off of Los Feliz. And it's...
I've been there. Is that the Greek from Get Him to the Greek?
Yes.
Wow.
But it's all outside. It's a nice venue. Like, it really is. Like, we parked and had a beer set on the lawn, you know?
Yeah.
And then walked in. And
what an unremarkable name, Sam Smith.
Well, yeah. Name kind of stinks, but... So...
Nice.
We go in and they have like an opening act, Broods or some kind of shit from New Zealand. They're okay. And
the who? The Broods?
The Broods. Or no, it's just Broods.
Huh.
Because the Broods is some other fucking thing.
I hope they weren't sullen.
They were.
They come out with big smiles.
It was basically a Gwen Stefani ripoff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, you know, it was like a cute young singer doing pop kind of shit, singing stuff, you know. More like Lord, who's going to be there next month, I believe. But so he comes on, and I'm like, ugh. The whole time I've been thinking that, like, it's just going to be depressing, you know. And, well, that was his encore song.
What, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so he played, go ahead, I don't want to stop on this, right?
So, no, he came out to that.
Okay.
And, but he did it as like an acoustic. you know? So, like, they didn't have a DJ or whatever, so it was just, like, a guy in a piano, and then he sang.
Oh.
And then they did Stay With Me, and, you know, whatever, like, the current situation is, me and Shauna, like, I teared up. I'm like, God, asshole I am.
Oh,
fuck. Oh, of course. That's a touching song. And I'm like, I mean, most of the songs are, but that one, I was like, oh, what a fucking pansy I am.
Is this you?
No, I try. I tried.
Like, oh, it's fucking pollen.
I tried to keep it, like, pretty low-key, you know?
So did Thor.
Indeed.
Low-key? Sorry.
Indeed.
Wow. Like, how are just a couple of...
Yeah, I was like something like that.
Oh.
No, I was way harder than that. And, and then on Monday, we did a pre-bowl because we had to do, you know, we normally bowl on Tuesday. And so we did a pre-bowl and, you know, we're talking and she's like, well, I got to go home. I got to do this stuff and I'll stay over tomorrow. And I'm like, well, don't stay over because of the concert, you know, because we're going. And so then Tuesday, everything's fine. And I'm like, okay, you're going
to. You want her to stay and you want her shackled in your embrace.
And I want her to stay. And she's like, well, yeah, I'm going to go. I'm like, all right, well, what the fuck? Like, what was the last, you know, three, 4 hours? You know, like, it was a good time. Then then she leaves, and then I call her, and we get in, like, this huge thing. And just like, fuck it, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, it's silly, dude.
Fucking problems.
Well, you're telling me, man. And
was there a lot of hot chicks there?
It was, oddly enough, it was like 50% Asians.
Really?
Yeah, which, you know, I'm into, but
fucking date an Asian chick, man.
There was no black people, man. It was very, well.
Really? No black people?
Nah, really? Like none. Like no black people, no fucking, shit.
Samoans.
Doing the Humpty Hump. I think I'm going to be loud in this episode, man. I'm sorry.
You're talking really quiet. I don't think so, man.
I know. It sounds loud. I'm sorry, bud. But, no, it was, for some reason, tons of Asians. And not as many gay guys, I would have thought. You know, with him being an openly gay guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But he did a lot of talking to the crowd thing, you know.
Like, thank you guys for coming. Woo!
Yeah, he's not that bad, but okay. He does like no, he like cussed a lot. He's like, well, oh, yeah? I fucking wanted to do this.
Come
thing.
On, you motherfuckers.
He's like, well, you fucking guys, man, LA man, you guys gave me my shit, you know, like that. Like, you know,
I wanna see some dicks out there.
Come on, bud.
Fuck you, man.
I don't
what,
like
is he not from LA?
I do not like having the headphones on. No, he's British.
Why? What's the problem?
We'll
switch when I'm done with the food.
Okay. How's that chicken, by the way?
Weird. Fucking good.
All right. Anyways, the Greek Theater is pretty cool. So if you get a chance to go there.
How many people does it hold? A couple thousand?
Maybe eight. Maybe 8,000. Oh, wow. Yeah. And,
I can't think what the fuck it looks like. I probably drove by it a million times, but I can't.
It's like right by the Griffith Park Observatory.
Huh.
It's like in Griffith Park. Like you have to go into Griffith Park to.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah. To even like be
oh,
there.
Oh yeah,
so.
I kind of know what it is, but I never got like an idea of the size.
Yeah.
Did they say the Hollywood Bowl could hold 100,000 people? Did someone fucking say that?
I think so, but I think
it doesn't look that fucking big at all. It's like it holds like a couple thousand.
But I think that there's like lawn seating.
Oh.
You know, like when I went to Rock
lawn
the
Bells.
When I went to Rock the Bells, that's what it was. It was all lawn seating, which is a fucking nightmare, dude. I thought of a funny story the other day. Hopefully you enjoy this one. But I remember, I don't know, I don't know why I even thought about this. But I was like 5 or 6, and I went over to my cousin Karen's house.
Karen.
And she threw my cocaine down the toilet. But uh-huh.
That was all the pierogies we had, Karen.
We were only about a day apart. But she went to West Seneca, I went to DePew, obviously, blah, blah, blah. And...
Obviously, we all know your cousin, Karen.
Well, I mean, I went to DePew, that's obvious. Yeah. I apologize.
I'm bringing boss.
But, yeah, she went to West Seneca East, which is like home of the sluts. And...
West Seneca Beast.
Mm, And so, I don't know my exact age, but like she got me in her room, and my Aunt Debbie, she shut the door and went to shower. And we got fucking butt naked and we're like rolling around on each other.
Really?
Yeah.
How old were you?
Like 5 or 6.
Wow.
And we were like, she must have walked in on my uncle and my aunt fucking to know like anything about this at 5 or 6 years old, you know?
Yeah, just look at that. You start to get weird, those weird impulses where you kind of, you know, you're supposed to do something, but you don't know what.
And yeah, and we just like kind of like rolled around, and then like later on, like she got super hot, and I found out from Mike Natty, who smokes a big fat fatty, that his cousin was dating her, and they would fuck all the time. And this is like 9th or 10th grade.
She's like, let's roll around together naked.
And they were like 9th or 10th grade, and they would fuck and everything. And then I remember going to a party in my aunt's house, way out in like fucking Eden or some shit.
He's bum fuck. Some good Eden.
You you remember, you know what I'm talking about? Like, yeah. out there, yeah.
Yeah. Like Evan Golan and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like out in that area.
Yeah.
And
Horn Country.
I remember being like, I honestly had the thought of, should I shore my cock and ask her if it's okay? Like, I don't, like, I honestly had that thought.
Look, was this still a little kid, Brandon?
This was 10th grade, Brandon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, hey, is my cock okay? Like, I don't, like, is it, you know?
What a weird impulse.
Yeah, I know. I'm weird.
In 10th grade, you're pretty goddamn conscious.
But yeah, I don't know.
Shit, if she was hot, what are you going to do?
I think I got...
She's bang, jump, and swing.
I got my first sexual action, like, the end of 10th grade, you know. Yeah, the end of 10th grade.
We were with Jackie?
Yeah.
Brennan, let me see you.
She gave me a fucking BJ behind a dumpster.
Nice.
It was the dumpster at the middle school. It was all, but not to completion, so it fucking sucked, because, like, the next...
Oh, really?
Yeah. The next, like, fucking 6 months, that's all I fucking thought about, you know?
Yeah.
And, I've been thinking about her.
What a romantic spot. This looks good. Let's go here.
You know, we were at a dance.
Oh.
10th grade, we're at, like, a fucking DHS dance, DPU High School dance. And you might have been out of school by then.
10th grade?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I was starting college.
And, I am like, hey, let's take a walk. And she just did it. And I'm like,
outside.
All right. Like, it was like you getting a BJ at the park. You know, it was so out of left field that I was like, oh, this is awesome. And, I swear to God that like the next 2 months, six months, that's all I did was try to get another one. I mean, that it felt
bad. Did she do it for a really long time and you couldn't come? Or did she only do it for a short while and that's why you couldn't finish?
It was a short while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It wasn't like a, it wasn't like a 30-minute thing or anything. It was like a couple seconds. She's like, oh, this is weird. Why are we doing this? You know?
Yeah.
And, wow, that's crazy. I told
her. She gave you like the drive-through fucking version?
Yeah, kind of.
You wanted a nice fucking dinner, and she gave you, like, McDonald's.
Yeah, she gave me, like, the Joe Ellis, jealous version or something. It fucking sucked. But the more I think about my sexual, like, exploits, the more that, like, I'm not as naive as I think I am, if that makes any sense. Like... I've done some shit, man.
Like what?
You don't? No. I've told you before, like with you know Brittany Jones or whatever, you know, with Gumball, with fucking cheese, you know, like I've done my shit, but like it's not like I'm like yourself, like I don't like piss on a girl or like fucking.
I don't. I get pissed on.
Oh yeah, that or
just in case you have any new listeners.
You know. I try to give it to her in the ass or something. A couple times, Shauna gets drunk and then tries that, and it's like, nope, that's tears later.
Doesn't it suck? It's like, why can't this just work?
Well,
it'd be so great.
That fucking that fat Filipino chick, she wanted it in the ass.
That fucking fat fuck.
That nip bitch. But yeah, I fucked her in the ass like like missionary. That was a weird.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah. That's how she kind of wanted it.
Damn, she must have had SBH, man.
Yeah, she did. She did. Yeah, I'll give her that. I mean, all Asians have no ass crack and no ass in general. And so she was just, yeah, she needed it at that time. But I, yeah, I don't know. I mean, so regardless, that like I said, Greek, cool theater. Go there if you guys can, if you come out to L.A.
If you're there, it's more like the Geek Theater.
Yuck.
Sorry.
Yeah, fucking a chick in the ass isn't that big a deal, like, to me. Like, does that...
It's more about the conquest.
It's like titty fucking a girl. Yeah. It's like, okay, well...
All these fucking bugs, god damn it.
It's like, well, I'm doing it, and like, what... Okay. You know, it's like, it's almost kind of like boring. I think you do it as like, as a younger guy, because you can say you did it. But when you get to be our age, it's like...
It's hot because it's like wrong and it's filthy and it's you got them to do it. To me.
Oh,
to me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All you got to do is look up in the tree.
Anal?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm saying anal or titty fucking. It's like... They're
no, titty fucking, I don't give a shit. Anal's the fucking thing. Titty fuck doesn't hurt him. What is... The fuck is...
What are you doing there, bud?
I'm trying to get this fucking thing out of here. There's like a fucking... Is this where the spaghetti scraper's been stuck in this limbo between the fucking drawer and the,
Fucking bugs? God damn it, you're
dude,
right.
They're everywhere. They're fucking everywhere.
We're going to have to do some more of that, the Scott Murphy solution.
What the fuck am I supposed to
say? I wish it was the final solution.
What about, so Saturday night, you just went to sleep?
Yeah.
But, like, kind of early, like 10, 11 o'clock?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess Tree Man showed up. I had no fucking clue.
Okay.
All right, well, I'll start off by saying that Andy came out again, my fucking godson. I don't know why I had to cuss right there. I apologize.
That was odd. That was a very Josh.
Yeah, I don't.
It's all right.
I'm trying not to cuss as much because cussing shows, like, a lack of intellect. And I just don't. There's no reason.
Well, you're fucked anyway. But.
Well, agreed. Okay, but there's, sorry. Like, there's zero reason to cuss there. I apologize. So, Andy comes out on Friday. And he's come with his girlfriend.
Andy.
So it's going to be kind of a different situation because he's not with bro or whatever homie he's coming with, you know? And he comes out late Friday, stay Saturday, leave Sunday, like, super early. Saturday, we all went down to Westside with myself, Lucas, Dude Bogues, his new chick, this Colombian girl, who's...
I don't like fucking Colombians, okay?
She's pretty cute.
She's fucking cute, man. Yeah. She got a fucking great set of legs and booty on her.
Yeah.
Fuck, she wears like skirts and shit.
And the
pretty
whole...
Pretty fucking high up skirts.
Uncle
sorry,
Luke.
Folks.
I'm sure he's happy about it.
Yeah.
It's like you saying Cheese has nice tits. And it's like, okay, you know?
Fuck, yeah.
These guys get another 100 proof bottle of SoCo. And like they're getting the night going, and Dude Bogues had to go to Rainbow for some reason. Like
no, we're supposed to go to Slobs.
That's what I want to go to Slobs. But
Slob was having a big going. Okay, this is quote unquote going away party. She's going away. She's moving 45 minutes away. She's moving over by Disneyland. It's not that fucking far. So she's gonna be back here all the time anyway. I didn't want to go to this fucking thing. I wouldn't have minded going if there's absolutely nothing else going on, but I really didn't feel like going sitting at her fucking house. And as soon as I took, both got this bottle, this fucking 100 proof SoCo, I've been kind of fucking with it. It is a fucking minder. Like, it like slowly, it takes over you, and you're like, you're just gone. Like, it's a fucking memory eraser. I don't remember anything that happened. After I had that fucking thing, I kind of remember getting in the Rainbow Room. I swear to you, until you just mentioned it now, I completely forgot that me and Tree Man went to fucking Fifth. After we got back, I swear to you, I completely fucking forgot about it. I remember, like, a couple brief flashes, and I remember we were watching Kill Bill, because they had Kill Bill on, but man, that shit is fucking crazy. 100 proof fucking SoCo, man. Holy shit. It's like, you don't really have a hangover next day, you're just kind of like, you're just like out of it. Like, you don't really feel sick and like hangovery, but you're just like, you just feel like you can't like fucking get your brain together. It's the craziest thing. I was just like, shit. Because when we did the podcast last week, that next day at work, I was just like, I was like, oh man, this is going to be a pretty bad hangover. But like, I was just felt kind of dumb or something. It was weird. But Slob, you know, I went on her fucking Instagram because I don't follow her on any social media. And she has like 5 pictures that are so obviously like, and the captions under them are just like, yeah, well, whatever, you're a piece of shit and I didn't care if you came anyway and all this shit. I'm like, you're such a fucking loot. Like, what a dork. Like, yeah, you just put this up and hope I read it? Because, like, I never do. I just happen to fucking, you go through it. It's selfies and then pictures of her dog. I'm like, you're such a fucking boring person.
Well, you know what? That makes total sense. Because, all right, I realized yesterday that, like, I have zero relevance on any of Shauna's social media. She never posts a picture of me. She never has anything to do with us. Nothing. And yeah. I'm just like, well, what the fuck, man? Like, why am I, you know what I mean? Why would I do this? Why would I post a picture of us if she wouldn't? She wouldn't even care, you know?
Yeah.
And, but the slobs party. So, okay, so Saturday night, this is such an odd night for all of us because you guys go out and then you come home probably to go to slobs, right?
I can't even remember anymore. I think dude both got tired.
And Tree Man comes over to the house at like midnight, which Tree Man does not do that.
That's true, yeah.
And Andy and his chick are sleeping. I'm sleeping with the door locked because I don't want any fucking pictures like last time. And Tree Man just hanging out, and then you guys, well, Tree Man was hanging out with you for a minute.
Yeah, me and him went down to the fucking fifth.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I just said that. I don't even remember going until you said Tree Man came over. I totally forgot about it.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I was like fucking... Okay, I had a glass of 100 proof here. I think I had 2 Jack and Cokes at the fucking... at the Rainbow Room. I'm going to have to get up and stir it one or two more times. Whatever, it's fucking... Hang on, we're switching mics.
No, keep that mic on, Augie.
All right, after next time I stir it, I'll should be okay.
Let me stir that for you.
Eddie
Murphy joke, sorry.
I had 2 there, and then I think I had 1, maybe fucking 2, maybe 2 at 5th, and I was just, man, I was fucking just gone. So I woke up Sunday, and I was like, I'm going to be in so much fucking trouble, but I just never really, like, I was just felt fucked up, like, in the head. I didn't, my body didn't feel that bad.
I'll give you that, like, I had an all-day hangover today, and it was just, every part of it was mental, not even physical, you know?
Yeah.
Well. And I, fuck, man. Like, trying not to think about stuff. You have some more booze in you or whatever. And, just walking around shit like, fuck. Like, this will really fuck. What are you looking for, bud?
My phone. I had notes on it.
All right. Anyways. So, oh, man, I got something good here. All right. Come on. Fucking around my cousin. Sam Smith concert. All right, we got all these.
You know what's funny about something very telling? That we're sitting here watching fucking Dune, and like we're pre-gaming. We have Dune on. So Brandon's godson, who's like fucking 19, and his chick are here watching TV. And like everyone's just like drinking. I mean, there's like 4 people loud talking in the kitchen. So it's not like he's watching Usual Suspects for the first time or anything. And, like, he's just complaining about the whole thing. Like, this fucking movie sucks. Get this out. I'm like, why don't you shut the fuck up? Like, number one, it was on before you even got here. Number two, this is our fucking place. Like, that, just keep your fucking mouth shut. Like,
yeah, I'm sorry, bud.
We'll be out of here pretty soon. I mean, we're not going to sit here all night and watch it. Obviously, we're fucking, like, pre-gaming. But I was, I don't know, I was just kind of telling. I was like, you're a fucking ungrateful little shithead.
Well, no, I mean, he... Yeah, I guess so. Again, I think he's a totally different person with the girlfriend around.
I don't know, man.
Than he was, like, in general. Bud, just...
Where's my phone?
Do you want me to call it?
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Listen to my phone.
We're about to do this new thing.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
It's probably in your fucking pocket. I'm going to call it.
No. Come on, man, now. So what are you doing?
All right.
You see Bill Burr got... he's doing a pilot for FX.
No, really?
Yeah. My office was buzzing about it.
Okay, it's calling.
I listened back to that Rob Bass episode, man. That was fucking funny.
I told you it was.
Told you, fucking ass.
Oh. I hear it.
It was sitting on top of the couch. What the fuck's it doing up there? Thanks, bud.
There you go, man.
I got all excited. I thought something important was calling me. I thought someone important was. But you know something? They did. Yeah, so that was Saturday night.
So now, on Sunday, you just had like a complete, like, not a meltdown, but like...
I'm in one of my bad... I've just been a fucking mess lately. I don't know what my problem is. I just get weird, like, jags where I just, like, I don't want to, like, fucking... I just, like, don't want to do anything. I don't want to, like, leave my room. I don't want to, like, fucking do anything productive. It's usually when I'm... It's almost always when I've drank the night before. Because, right. I mean, I was a little bit hungover, but I was still just, like, I fucking hate that. And I had so much shit to do, and I'm just, like, yeah, I'm not doing anything. And I just, like, sit around all fucking day and, like, watch a movie. I actually got up and went and saw Skeleton Twins, which was, kind of overrated. I can't identify with fucking gay care. I just can't.
I don't know why you even see that movie.
Well, because everyone said it was, it's like 95%. I like Bill Hader. He's okay.
No, that guy plays the same fucking character in every goddamn movie.
No, not this one he didn't.
What'd he play?
He played a fucking, like, a deranged gay guy.
Oh,
all right. He's a fake. But, I mean, it was cliche indie. It wasn't just indie. It was just very quote-unquote indie movie. And just, I don't know. Everyone was good in it. It just, I don't know. It just didn't do anything for me.
It looks like a ripoff of a Wes Anderson movie or something.
No, it's not that. It's not that, It was more like something Jason Reitman would do.
Can see why you don't listen back to the podcast like that week, because I'm hearing everything. You know, like I can hear.
Exactly, it won't show up in the final mix though.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, okay. it'll be way lower. You'll hear us.
No. Yeah, I just mean
when
like
we walk around. There's like it's amazing how little background noise gets picked up.
Yeah.
Even when we walk down a busy street, because these are all unidirectional mics, and if they're not pointing right at the noise, it doesn't. It's like in the background.
Oh, I hope
it's
you don't nice. Get used to wearing that fucking wireless, because I...
I won't. you fucking hate change.
I do.
I do too, but you're even worse than me.
No, that's... number one, no. No, I'm not, but yes. I don't like change, but you're very, like... You go to the same gym that you went to because that's where you used to live.
Not always. I was in El Segundo tonight. You weirdo. No, I'm not talking about that kind of change.
What kind of change are you talking about?
Just, like, stuff.
Okay, thanks, Shauna, for, like, the explanation there. But,
Yeah, but I'll fuck you.
I wish.
Oh, you know what? I had a fucking with my cousin's story. I need it, dog. I had a story like that with my cousin, too, when we were, like, little. I remember we just, like, got naked in, like, a fucking bed when I was having a sleepover. And, like, we just, like, didn't know what to do after that. We were like, oh, let's get naked. And we were like, okay. And we just kind of, like, laid there, and we're like, yeah. But I just know it, like, felt, like, cool. And wrong. That she grew up to be pretty fucking hot too. That one. Yeah, she was Italian. Fucking Janine, that little fucker bit. Sorry, I'm just not listening. I remember me and my me and my lack of emotion family. Oh, I thought you were farting into the mic. We're at my fucking grandfather's fucking funeral in Buffalo, and like I mean I never seen my dad, but my dad hasn't seen my cousins in years, and This fucking cousin Janine like walks in with like her husband and this fucking she looked fucking hot, and me and my dad just looked at each other and we're just like Jesus Christ. I think we made like a couple jokes. We were like fucking around, and I'm like trying not to like laugh in public because I'm like I'm at my grandfather's dead body is 10 fucking feet away, and people are just like crying and shit. I'm just like, that's how I deal with shit. I'm a comic. It's in my fucking blood. What do you want from me?
Well, another This Week in Comedy where you didn't get picked. At West Side, at
yeah,
least.
Yeah, well, I have another one from Flappers when Bruce went on for the first time.
Yeah?
Which I really want to get into, but I know he listens. So on Bruce's end, he did okay. I mean, he thought that his voice, like my when I started doing it, I was nervous. Like my voice was audibly different. I was like, hey guys, how's it going? And like my throat would do that thing. My throat would close. I'd be like, I'm walking down the street, and I saw this guy, and I was like my throat. But he sounded completely fucking conversational. Like he didn't sound like nervous or anything.
Right.
I was like, dude, I was so nervous. I thought my voice was like 2 octaves higher, and I was freaking out. I'm like, you sounded like so. That's what I couldn't get over. I'm like, you sounded like you were like just talking to me. Like you didn't sound any different. He just kept like nervously kind of.
How were the jokes?
Not good. And okay. You know what? I could tell the ones that she helped him write.
Oh, okay.
Because those were real bad. And she thought that would be some funny... I want to fucking tear into her so bad. Oh, my God.
Do it, doggy. Do it. Let's go.
All right, Bruce, don't.
Bruce, turn it off right now.
Bruce, if you're listening, don't. I'm not gonna go. I'm not gonna go berserker Wolverine. I'm just gonna try to lay these facts out. So like he had some jokes. He's like, yeah, fuck it. I'm not even gonna talk about his. He did okay for a first timer. Did pretty good. He's supposed to go tomorrow night, so we'll see if we go.
Not after this episode.
No, because he did fine. It's not about him.
I'm fucking around.
She comes and she's already telling us that she hasn't. This is every show I've gone to with this woman. Okay, for fucking years now. She calls herself a comic, and considers herself a stand-up. And she's like, "Oh, I don't have anything written. I didn't write anything." And I'm like, "You? Why don't you ever have any? How do you go on a stage with no jokes? That's like being in a band and just showing up at a fucking concert and be like, yeah, we didn't write any songs, man. We don't have any songs. We're just going to kind of fucking noodle around on our instruments. Like, how the fuck can you do that and, like, take yourself seriously as, like, a comic and not write jokes? It's not my thing. I just don't do that. I'm like, no, you do. You do that. That's what you're supposed to do. You're a comic. You're supposed to fucking write jokes.
It seems like those people who take themselves super seriously and want to be comics, they don't.
There's a breed, and this is the genre she falls into. It's they want the title of comic. They want title for everything. Like a lot of Jews are like this too. They want to be tell everyone they're a comic, say they're a comic, I'm a comic, but then not really do any of the work. They can get on a stage, fine. They're totally comfortable in front of people, or whatever, and they have that like stupid like very extroverted personality, but they don't have like they don't really have a respect for the fucking craft at all. They're not, you know what I mean? They're not in it for the right reasons. They're not like, they're not doing what they're supposed to do. They just want to say they're a comic and get up there on stage. That's it. To them, that's all you got to do.
Gotcha.
And it's like, oh, then I'll get a TV show or something. There's those people too, but it's just so aggravating.
Them people too.
She goes up. She's like, she fucking. It wasn't a great crowd. It was a fucking Thursday night. It's just a bunch of, you know, people that don't really want to be there. This is a late mic. It's at like midnight. And she's just floundering. So she calls me and Bruce out. She goes, so she's like, oh, she makes the host introduce her as, you've seen, I love this. You've seen her on Sons of Anarchy and Legit. I think she had a line. I never saw her on Legit. I guess she had a line. She was like an extra on Sons of Anarchy. Fucking years ago. And she was a main character. Every show I've seen her since for the last 2 years.
She makes the host.
She made the host. I've never seen this in an open mic. I've never had someone read their credits.
How does she even do that? Because
she thinks she's
that?
Hot shit. She wrote it down and gave it to the fucking MC. That obnoxious chick that was there the first time.
Oh, Fargo?
That fucking asshole. Yeah, and that like 400-pound fucking slob with the retard haircut.
Yeah.
With the fucking bowl haircut. What a twat. And then she wouldn't let me put their names. I've never been told I couldn't put someone else in it. She goes, oh, you can't put other people's names in. I'm like, why not? I do it every fucking mic. She goes, well, we don't do it here. I'm like, you're a fucking I want to fucking smash her face.
She kind of looks like that stupid Tiana, right?
There's her, no. This chick looks like a fucking crazy cat lady with scraggly hair everywhere.
This
chick's got to be 300 pounds. She's a fucking, her fucking arms are so fat. They're bigger than my legs. Her fucking arms are gargantuan. Well,
maybe I don't know this chick.
She's like the co-host kind of. This.
I'm talking about the one.
No,
who's
you were
like,
there. You were there tonight. This chick. Was
I'm
there.
Talking about the one from like South Dakota. Has that fucking Fargo accent.
I don't know. I don't know if this is the same. Maybe I'm imagining her crazy hair. But she had glasses and she didn't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
That must be the same one. Okay. Maybe she shaved.
But her hair. I remember having. I mean, she was.
She might have changed her hair.
Wasn't fit.
That was a couple months ago.
She wasn't fit, but she wasn't a big fucking.
No,
pig
the other
either.
Chick that ran it with her and ran the actual.
Okay, all right.
In.
There was a fatty with
yeah,
her.
Yeah. She's
okay.
Fucking
all right.
Huge. What a fucking bitch. But so she goes on stage. She goes, I'm here with my friend Luke. You know this guy, Uncle Luke. Well, he comes here all the time. And he bombs. You guys might know him. And I'm like. You fucking asshole. She goes, oh, and then my boyfriend Bruce is here. He's never gone up before, so he's probably gonna come up and just like totally eat his shit in front of everybody. I'm like, are you grasping for straws this hard that this is what you gotta do? You gotta fucking go and like try and throw me and fucking
stinks.
Bruce under the bus? What a fucking, I was so pissed. Because I looked at him, I was like, oh, motherfucker. And I slammed my glass down. I was like, what a fucking asshole.
Was your lady there?
No, I think she might be gone. I haven't seen her. She's probably out of there, but she seemed like a fucking little twat anyway. Right at night we saw her, and she was a fucking total. Bitch, I think that was me and LC, and she was just like wigging out. I'm like, you got it. You're fucking tightly wound. She just seemed like a nut job, anyways.
Right.
But yeah. So she didn't do well, and then she pulled that shit, and then of course I went up, and she's outside like jaw jacking with somebody. I'm like, well, you're so supportive. I love when you come. It's fucking great.
Did Bruce stay
fucking
and watch?
Great. Huh? Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Okay.
But And then she went out, she was hanging out with Dice's kid, who to her credit, she introduced me to him when we were talking and shit. And he was cool. He's a weirdo. But, yeah. I started talking about Marty's, because I'm like, yeah, I remember you from Marty's, dude. Remember you used to host? And he was like, oh my god, that place is a fucking freak show. I was like, yeah, I know.
More like Farties.
Yeah, I know, definitely. Yeah, that was like Onyx. Yeah, no. but wait, it gets worse. So that's how that went. So maybe, I don't know if he'll keep doing it, but he did okay. But it was just, oh, and then of course, she's completely lucid before the set. There's no mention of this before, but then when she goes up and does bad, every time I've seen her, there's some reason. It's usually because she's drunk. This time she told me she was stoned. She goes, she texts me. She goes, that's the last time I ever get stoned and try to do a set. I'm like, oh, yeah, really? You were stoned? That's hilarious because I didn't hear a word about it before. I'm sure if you would have done fine, you wouldn't have been fucking stoned. Yuck. Ah, it's so aggravating. Whatever. She goes up there like she's hot shit. It's like, like she's a fucking name. Like she thinks she's like Joan Rivers or something. I'm just like, get the fuck out of here.
Get announced.
Yeah, I swear to you, it was so embarrassing. Everyone was like looking around like, what? It's a fucking open mic. Who the fuck do you think you are, superstar?
She got announced.
Yep. Isn't that fucking embarrassing? Jesus Christ. Fucking get over yourself. Fuck me.
Oh, it stinks.
I've been fucking slacking though, dude. God,
I got a, I got a talking to at the liquor store.
Really?
Yeah. I had a...
Which one?
At Ringside.
Oh, yeah?
I had him say, hey, man, are you going to pay your tab?
Oh, shit, dude.
And
I'll fuck you up, man.
I realize, I'm like, holy shit, like, I haven't paid in 2 months. All right.
You are such a bum.
Okay, agreed. But there's a good point to this. Like, I'd have a $300 tab in 2 weeks. I have a $300 tab in 2 months now, you know? At least
I can't believe they have tabs. And what do they do? I imagine they beat the shit out of you if you don't pay it, probably.
No. Well, Eric can hit me with his stump?
No, but there's probably guys that work for him.
No, they're fine. I mean, I'll pay it, but I just...
Fucking right you will, bitch. Sorry.
Of course I will. I'm a white guy. I always... I pay back my debt. I mean, like...
Don't bum me white guys, but...
No.
Agreed.
That's why they pull over white guys. That's why they do. Speaking of which, do you fucking have your... Speaking of which, segue. Did you pay that ticket or no?
No, not yet. I was supposed to do it today. I'll do it tomorrow.
No. Wait, what ticket are we talking about here?
The parking ticket?
No, I'm talking about that fucking...
Oh, yeah, I paid that.
The red light one.
Oh, no, I never paid that. Fuck that. No.
And that...
Never heard a fucking thing about it.
Wow, okay.
That was like 4 months ago.
All right, well, I guess...
It's just like everyone said. They're like, don't do it, don't do anything, and I didn't, and I'm fucking fine.
What ticket did you get then, bud?
I got that fucking shitty parking ticket. Remember?
No.
At Santa Monica.
Oh, yeah, those okay, okay.
Assholes. All right,
sorry. Sorry about that, bud.
Try it.
You know what? I realize that this is so out of the blue, but... Out of the fucking blue!
Don't tell us what really happened. What the fuck difference does it make?
Do you know why, like, I think I'd be a shitty fighter? Is I have, like, no center of gravity.
Yeah.
Like, when someone, like yourself or somebody, like, if I'm just standing there, like, and you go to push me, like, I fall over. Like, I have no...
All right, just say you're going to your ground game, dude. That's all.
Yeah, I guess. But I'm just thinking, like, I would be, like, that was all right. But I think that's why I'm like a miserable like fighter. Like I was only in like a couple fights, and both times like I just overpowered the guy because I'm bigger, you know, bigger.
Fight! Who's the nigger? Who's the white? As we used to yell.
If the white don't win, we all jump in.
I never heard that one.
You never heard that?
No.
Fight! Nigger and a white. If the white don't win, we all jump in. You've never.
No, but I wish I had.
That's a fucking Bob Jingleski classic. Sorry, hey guys, just so you know, that's...
I'm just going by what I heard in school.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's there's many variations of it. We should do a fucking real research thing about it.
Oh. But no, I mean, like, well, you've said you've gotten in fights before.
It's been a long fucking time, man.
Yeah. What's the point? I mean, there's no point to have a like.
I kind of want to get in a fight, man.
Once you're like 28, like, what's the point of having a fight?
Alcohol.
Well, yeah, but besides.
Well, unless someone really fucks at you or like steps to your chick or some kind of shit like that.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, you know, I agree with that. But like at the same time, it's like,
The grapes are good.
Who the fuck, you know?
Who the fuck are you?
After 28, dude, you really shouldn't be fighting.
After like 21, really, you shouldn't.
Well, okay. Even that, okay, I'll give you that. But like I said, like, you've done it at work before. Like, Luke will come by and, like, just push me, like, as a goof. And, like, I won't fall over, but, like, I'll move. You know, like,
every time you push Tony.
I don't. Oh, man. Don't even get me started on that one. Whoa. Don't even get me started, dude. Put my hand up in the air. That time I threw Tony. I didn't just push him. That fucking asshole.
Not cool. Was he not cool?
He's like, not cool. And, all right. Hang on. Let me finish my thought.
Tony's running a long time.
And Luke will come by and just, like, give me a push and I'll move over a little bit, you know? And it's like, well, fuck, like, we're the same weight or whatever. So, like, I should hold my ground more. But I don't have I have a shitty center of gravity.
Well, might be. Yeah, you don't see it coming, though, too. To your fucking right. I walk by and just shove you. You don't fucking see that shit coming.
Yeah. But I'm saying if I come by and I shove you, I think that you're going to handle it better.
Maybe. Yeah. I always, you know, I should have played sports, too. I always did kind of have a good. I remember. When I moved furniture, and my two bosses, the Zito brothers, they were both wrestling.
I had difference with my fucking bosses.
Dude, my fucking boss, the guy fucking Joe was like all state fucking wrestling for Lane. He wrestled what's his name? Kurt Angle.
No shit.
Yeah, back when Kurt Angle was from like Syracuse and shit. He's a fucking pro. I mean, he was really good. He set records and shit. And they were fucking huge. I mean, they were big dudes, man. And they used to they'd come at me sometimes, like fucking around, but I pissed them off and they try to get me a thing. And, like, they could hardly get me fucking down. They even say it, like, they're like, you're gonna fucking, what did you say? Like, I'll give you courage, man. If you fucking plant those feet, you don't move. But I mean, eventually they would, because they get down because they know all the fucking moves, and they sweep my leg out and I'd be fucked.
Right.
Yeah, I always did have a weird, like, way. I don't know why. Maybe it's better than you think. You just never really got to, like, test it out or something. I don't know. You played football and shit, didn't you?
Yeah. No. Yeah, I mean, I played almost every... I swear to God, in high school, I almost played every sport.
Played tonsil hockey?
I played pocket pool.
With Julie O'Brien?
I did...
pocket pool.
Skin flute.
I was going to say, were you in the band? I think I heard...
I did all that. No, I did soccer in 8th and 9th grade. I bowled for 2 years. I played basketball senior year. I played football.
You're in a yearbook like 19 times?
Yeah.
Wow.
My junior year, I was trying to see if I wanted to be the most person in the yearbook, and I was. I was in the yearbook fucking 16 times with all the clubs and shit I was in. That's also
why. Hit you with a club, sorry.
I wish. I was like a baby seal. But I at junior year, I wanted to be in all those clubs so that I could get scholarships and stuff. Trying to get a scholarship.
Benjamin, what is this? What are you doing?
Hey, you know, Scott just texted me. He said we never have referenced that it's been 3 years, bud.
We never what?
It's been 3 years we've been doing the show.
Like this week?
Like a week ago.
All right. Yeah, I guess it has.
Because how silly is this? I actually remember the day.
Really?
It was, we were here. We started doing, obviously, this apartment.
And that was before. That's when we still used my boss's fucking Zoom, right?
It was a Sunday, and that's when we did like three takes, and it was the day of Polish Fest, and I went down to Polish Fest and came back.
No,
it's bullshit.
Wasn't that the week after?
the week before is when we started, and twice, listeners, episode one, fucked up twice, so we actually had to record it. We had to record an hour and a half episode three times until it finally fucking recorded.
That sucked, yeah.
And that was like the infamous like Charlie Sheen story and all that kind of stuff that happened.
Yeah.
And 3 years, man. It's been a good time.
That's fair. I can't believe I cannot believe it's October already. Look, I hate to sound like someone's grandpa, but this fucking year is going by so fast. I can't believe it. This is just insane. I swear, I just, like, erased the calendar at work and tried to make... I sound like a fucking old guy in a fucking nursing home.
Is it weird that I get bummed out that, like, every year I, like... Not fear Halloween, but I think about it because of, like, Oh, what sexy outfit is Shauna gonna go as this year?
Yeah, that's kind of weird, bud.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, why would you be worried? Wouldn't you be fucking happy? You have a hot chick with a fucking slutty Halloween costume? I'd love that.
Well, yeah, but it's not like I'm hanging out with her. That's, you know.
You haven't hung out with her on past Halloweens?
No, I mean, I have, but I'm saying is like, you know, if she's going to a party.
So you're saying this year you're worried, or are you worried?
No. Like, in past years, like, she's gone to a party without me in a slutty outfit. It's like, that's a shitty feeling.
I guess, yeah.
You know? But, you know, whatever, man. Fuck it. I'll leave that subject. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You're a real fucking bitch. We beat it here.
Oh.
What'd you say? Quit acting like a little bitch and get me my... What the fuck, Chelsea Chappelle?
Oh, that's fucking funny.
What did she say? I can't remember the line.
What part?
Dude, stop acting like a little bitch with the fucking right.
You know, she's like, No, she goes, stop acting like a little bitch. She's like, yeah, go to the store and give me some rubbers. The big ones. Fucking right. Yeah. I'm gonna shit my pants.
Like you, I'm getting some action tonight.
I think I just shit my pants right there.
What?
I tried to fart on mic, but it was
hey, dude, don't fart on me.
It was a it was a close call.
Mike's new name is.
Okay, I'm gonna have to go.
Formerly relatively large Mike.
All right, I'm gonna have to run the bathroom, bud.
Oh man, look at this. Do you want to switch here? Now we'll make the switch now.
No, just use this.
You want to take it with you?
No. Go on, tell the story.
All right. Oh, shit. Hang on, Brandon's going to the bathroom. I'm going to be at full stir. Ew, the couch is all fucking warm. Ew, this is creepy. I'm getting the fuck. I'm moving. Remember that Howard clip of that stupid wrestler that was oh, what the hell was his name? He said he got hit. One of the, like, the angles for his character was like he got hit so hard he had Tourette's. He was like, when he talked. And then Howard used to have his clip and he'd go, yeah, and he would play it while people were, talking. Oh, it was so funny. Who the fuck was that wrestler? That was funny. Who the fuck are you? You no fucking vigilante. So, what are we talking about? Nobody knows that's from Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah, what else fucking happened this week? I'm supposed to go play tennis this weekend. So Dude Bogus chick's fucking cool. He's one of the coolest chicks he's ever dated. She's like metal and shit. She's trying to fix me up with this broad. From the pictures, she looks okay. She's like Persian or something, but Jesus Christ, that was fast. You're done?
Yeah.
How do you shit that fast?
Well, I can't shit with me.
That's so weird.
Well, are you doubling up?
Yeah.
All right.
So we're supposed to go to play. I forgot what the headphones. We're supposed to go play tennis this weekend. So we'll see how that goes. I should have a good story for next time.
Oh.
Because that way, if she's a real cunt, you're using that little ass cord. Why don't you use the other one?
That's fine.
Just so weird. Here, let's switch.
Oh, with the Persian you said?
No, there's a different chick. His girlfriend's fixing me up with his brush. This is a classic LGR. You go in the bathroom and miss the story I just said, and then I have to catch you back up on it. 40 seconds ago.
I'm sorry, buddy.
It should be. Sorry you were ever born. Sorry, I don't mean that. Alright, some days. Sometimes. Alright. Ew, is this wet?
It shouldn't be.
Did you get the tip wet?
Ugh. Get over here and get wet.
There's my headphones. Yeah, now I feel fucking... Now we're working with it.
The first half's gonna be very odd.
I don't think so. I think just because you're not used to hearing it, I think it's gonna sound fine. If anything, I think it might have been too quiet, because... This will do things.
I thought I was talking at a normal level.
Well, you're fucking not.
My asshole is like on fire, dude.
I don't really fucking put it out. I got some special.
When was the last time you got fucked?
What do you mean? Had sex?
Yeah.
Last week with Slob.
That wasn't last week.
Was that no? Yeah, it was. Wasn't
no,
it?
No, fuck no.
Was it 2 weeks ago?
That was like 3 weeks ago, bud.
No, it wasn't that long ago. No way. It was at the most 2 weeks ago. I think it might have been a week.
I'm telling you, this week, I fucking, on Tuesday, I was losing my mind. Like, I needed to fuck. Like Uncle Luke says, I need to fuck. But like, I and it didn't happen. And I'm just like, I can't even, I almost can't even jerk off anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I
that's when you know you got problems.
I need to, like, I need to fuck. That's not a lie.
You got a fucking problem.
Yeah. No, no, I'm being dead honest. Like, I can't. Too. It's like,
now you know what it's like.
Yeah, I do. And I,
like,
I,
can you imagine if you worked out and came home all wound up and needed to fucking be punching the shit out of shit?
I do know.
Shit.
But, no, I definitely like that, like, the difference of fucking to beating off is like, I don't know, it's been 3 years with the same chick, and I could fuck any time, but now that, like, we're in a weird spell, all I want to do is fuck her.
Yeah.
That's all I, like, think about, is, like, what she looks like nude. Like,
you think it's a weird spell, or do you think it's a little something more?
What do you mean?
I don't know, it seems like more than a weird spell. I mean, it kind of seems like you guys are, like, breaking up. Isn't she kind of moving on?
I mean,
I hate to say it, but it really seems like it's more than just a rough patch. This kind of seems like it's a, I don't know, this kind of seems like the old fall of Saigon here.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to tell you that, but.
Well, no, I mean, it's not like I haven't thought it. But, well, there's times it seems like that, obviously, and then there's times when we're together, it doesn't seem like that.
Yeah, but how often are you guys together?
I don't know.
Like, tell me the truth. Don't.
2-3 times a week.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I just never see her here, like, ever.
Yeah.
She never stays over.
No shit.
And, like, she seems like she's never with you. I'm just like, what the fuck? That's not normal, Henry.
No, it's not. And I agree. And it's like, you know.
But, I mean, this has been going on for, like, a while, though, man. This is, like, at least a couple months, right?
Like 2 months.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, man.
Well, I mean, I want it to work out. If it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'm starting to get to that point where, like,
if it dies,
I can, realize that, like, you know, if it doesn't work out, like, fuck it. Like, we talked in the last episode, like, talking to, having, like, female friends, like Jess and Corinne, who are like, aren't the best people to have around, but to at least talk to them, at least they're very positive for me, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, like, hey, you're a good guy. Like, you know, I mean, like, I losing weight, getting tan, get a haircut, you know, like, I'm doing all right. I mean, fuck it, man. Like, honestly, like, I honestly, tan. Like, I don't, there's got to be a point of, like, If she doesn't want to be with me, then she's fucked. Because that's, you know, I'm trying to change and do all these things, and I don't want to get into it, so fuck it.
All right.
You know? But I'm just saying, like, our relationship was really good before. It could be there again, but she's the one creating the problem. So fuck it, dude. I'm not the one creating the problems, you know?
Yeah.
And... you know, what do you want from me? I've tried my fucking damnedest to do what you want, you know?
That's the worst thing you can do, man. Honestly. The best thing to do is to have a very fuck-off attitude and then they come back.
Well, that's what I'm going to do then.
That's the best way. Or tell them, fuck off, don't talk to me, and then like 2 weeks go by and they're like, I'm sorry. Or well, they don't, but...
At least then you know.
Yeah, and at least you walk away with like your dignity intact.
But it's like... you know, we have these conversations, and I'm like, what the fuck did I do? Just tell me what I did wrong, and I'll change it.
You can't do that, dude.
Well,
sends the chick packing faster than anything else. You gotta be a fucking man, and you gotta give them something to chase. You can't sit there and be like...
Everybody's told me that, but nobody's told me, like, how to deal with that. That's what I'm saying. It's like...
It sucks. You just gotta cowboy up and just fucking soldier on. It stinks.
Like, everybody said, let her chase you. Because yeah, she will. Everyone's like, she'll chase you. That's fine.
And she might not, but at least you're not here like, what did I do wrong? What should I do? What do you want me to do? And then like bending and doing all this shit to like change your life to hope that she like likes you. Because if a chick did that to me, I'd be like, ugh. Like think about it, girls, that to you.
I know, but I'm saying is that I've made a lot of positive changes for myself because of this. Okay?
Yeah, but I think it's stuff that you also did. Because you thought it would give you leverage with her, and you're like, see what I'm doing? You should like me now.
I'll agree with you 100% in the beginning. But now it's like, well, I realize that, like, no, all these things are better for me. you know, like, obviously, drinking less, losing weight, fucking, all this shit is like...
Yeah, but you're telling me you weren't like, look what I'm doing, I'm doing all these things, and you should like me now?
In the beginning, I was. All right. And now I'm like, well, no, I'm going to keep doing this shit, and, it's, you know, if you want to be with me, be with me. If not, then fuck off. Like, yeah. That's the way I have to be. Because the entire fucking 3 years was decent. Everything was good.
Decent.
And then it just got... I don't know. Fucking...
It's just the age difference, dude. It's just coming to a time where it just... This is going to be really fucking tough. Especially when she's like getting... She's going away for school pretty soon and shit?
No, she's done. She's done with school.
Oh, I thought... Isn't she going like... Why did I keep thinking she's going away for school?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's done with school. Okay. You know what? Let's not talk about it. I don't want to... Honestly, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
I had a question for you. Let me see how I worded this, because I thought I worded this very eloquently.
I don't want to kiss for the fucking 100th time.
Every time we've talked about going to Buffalo, you're always like, I got a ton of people to see, blah, 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 right?
Uh-huh. It's funny, because I listened to 2 fucking episodes in the last 2 days, and this is all we talked about.
Okay, good. Buffalo, okay, good. So, my thought is...
Deja vu.
If you went to Buffalo, you have all these people to see and all this kind of shit, right?
Yeah.
I feel like if I moved back to Buffalo and came out here, I would have the same feeling. Like, I have more friends out here and more people I want to see out here than I do in Buffalo.
So you're saying if you moved home, you'd be really excited to come back here?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's L.A. It'd still be cool to come visit.
No. I'm just saying because of the people.
Yeah.
You know, like... Seeing Scott and Robin and fucking Tree Man and Big Mike and Danny, you know what I mean? Like, just seeing those guys would be like you going back home. It's weird that I don't have the connection to the dudes back home. Like I said, there's 2 dudes I talk to. That's it.
Yeah.
But you have like.
This is so funny. I just fucking listen to this.
I know. But I'm curious about it. Like, if you were to move back to Buffalo, and come out here to visit, would you think that you would have people like to see and
yeah,
stuff?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Not as much, though, honestly. I have more back there. I had a bit, way bigger network of people back there than
that's
I do here.
I thought I did at the time, but I didn't keep in touch.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't... I don't know why.
That's happened. People just fucking move on.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, still super close friends with, like, every one of my friends, but, like, my main, like, group of, like, people, like, we were all just, like, super close and just never, like, you know... Even though, like, you know, we don't talk all the time, but we're still, like, if I went back, we'd still be, like... It'd still be awesome if we hung out, you know?
Okay.
They'd still come around.
But yeah, isn't that weird that, like, I mean, I've lived out here for fucking 10 years now.
That's like a lot. I'm thinking that's a lot of people's story, especially if they went on and, like, had kids, and if they grew up, like, quote-unquote grew up, then they're just like, yeah, I'm like, they, like, basically fell asleep next to a bean pod, and they're not the same person. Now they're, like, they're your buddy's dad growing up, but now your friend is, like, your buddy's dad, you know?
Yeah.
That's how they, like... That's their, like, mentality and shit. They're just like, oh, I'll come home and work and have a beer, and they just... They don't have a whole lot kind of going on, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess.
Well, I mean, they do, I guess, but...
That's the way it goes.
At the same time, like, that's... Do you... Well, obviously, you don't want that life.
Fuck no, dude. I want that fucking thug life, son.
That's something LC does, guys. Every time we fucking go to, like, stand-up... And someone gets called, LC goes, bah!
Yeah.
Oh, it's fuck. It's so goddamn funny.
But he yells. What's that laugh? Because his laugh is hilarious. Especially when he's the only one laughing, he's like, ha ha ha, or something.
No, he goes, he's like, ha ha. Like, no, he doesn't. Oh, fuck, I can't think of
that. I can't go, but it's really fucking funny. Especially when he does it at the weirdest time. I think he's, like, legit laughing, too, but especially when he's the only one that does it.
Yeah, he does, like, a laugh, man. Fucking LC's the shit, man. Like, did he not... I thought I saw on Instagram of him, like, he signed a contract with, like, NBC or something.
I don't know. He was doing something at Paramount. He had something at, like, a... He was in something where I think he had lines. I don't know. It's so hard to tell with people out here. Who knows if it's, like, legit.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
I hope so. He's got to get rid of that fucking baseball hat. I don't like it. It looks like it's like Jackson Pollock or something fucking painted on it. That hat drives me crazy. That shit kicker hat.
I don't know what the hat is like. The fucking...
It looks like Will Smith would have worn like season 2.
This fucking asshole Henry wears that same exact whatever. It's like,
oh, the straight brim.
BRXTN. That's what the designer name is.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is, but like it's obviously like something cool that we don't know about, you know.
I say if we don't know, but then it's not fucking cool.
Well, agreed. It's
for jerks.
Agreed. But I don't know. Like, I see this guy Henry wear it, and then every time we see LC, he's got the same fucking hat on. And I'm like, what is that? Like, what?
Fucking hat.
That shit kicker hat. Have you already said that?
Yeah.
Dude, would you make spaghetti, bud?
I did.
All right. Nah.
I'm just waiting for, like, work and shit.
All right.
Look in the fridge if you want it.
All right. Well, that's smart, my man.
Thanks, Don. It's like $5 for a sandwich.
How are you, are you eating better?
I'm
I'll wait for you to get on mic for that.
Okay, sorry.
I fucking have eaten. Eden. That's some good Eden. I have a smoothie every morning, a fucking Clif Bar, and then oatmeal. That's all I eat in a day. It's infuriating. Like, but I don't care, like, because I'm trying to lose weight, so that's what I have in a day. Like, my calorie intake, minus, like, booze, is probably 800 fucking calories.
What about your
Kale Heart? Nice, Kale Heart to the fullest. But,
what's that? We lost the spaghetti scooper fucking thing. It's gone.
I don't know, man. I we're on the air right now, but I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, wow. Holy shit, huh? Wow. That should have been better, but this is like the early episodes of LGR shit.
I don't tell you, bud. Well, you're looking at radio? Just fall over. I
are you talking shit?
Anyways, well, fuck. I mean, I get, well, boring ass week for us, I guess, huh? This fucking the other day, I save recycling, okay, which Luke isn't a fan of, but I do, and
because it's all empty beer cans.
I know it's empty beer cans, but so I've been again, listeners, Goody Mob, if I haven't told you 6,000 times on this podcast, I've been trying to cut down my drinking so I don't have as much, but so I had a couple garbage bags in there. Full of the shit and waiting to take it back, and my fucking car is a lemon and fucking stinks, so I'm obviously can't take it back, so I'm gonna get rid of it. So I see homie walking by. Well, I don't see him, I hear him first, because
who's homie?
Homie just fucking the bum, like the guy outside. Oh. And he you could just hear like the cans rattling, and I'm like, I just look at this guy and it's like 100 degrees out. I'm like, ah, oh, fuck it. I'll just give this guy my recycling. Like, he was so, God bless. Like, he was so happy that I gave him my recycling that, like, it made it all worthwhile. Like, I didn't get the $8 that I would have got for the recycling, but this guy needed it. He fucking needed it. You know, we said that fucking 20 times in front of Dude Bogues' chick. We kept saying, like, oh, yeah, she needed...
Did you know how fucking hot she said it, though?
She need... Oh, you know what? Dude Bogues, if you're listening. She even... Yeah, Dude Bogues' chick says, oh, I need it. Like, I was like, oh, my God. Like, that's so fucking hot.
She fucking sells it, man.
Oh. Yeah, she could be a porn star or some kind of...
Fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, she can handle a dick joke. She don't care.
Dude Bogues, man. He's doing all right.
You got on plenty of fish.
No shit, huh?
Yeah.
Well... If you guys didn't hear Luke, because he's in the kitchen, he said, Dude Bogues met her on Plenty of Fish. But, you, like you said, he's skinny and has tattoos.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Out here in LA, I guess, huh?
On there, if you got that, you're fucking golden. That's all it takes. But, yeah. Yeah, no, yeah,
there's
cool.
Not, okay, she's so there's cool. not a part of you who just want to get, like, fucking sleeve tattoos?
You know, I was thinking the other day, like... I have spent so much fucking time in. I have to get a motorcycle. This traffic is fucking. I've never seen it. I'm telling you, it seems like it's at an all time bad. It's just been,
don't get a motorcycle, by that.
It's been horrendous, dude. Now this is. I'm coming back to that thing in a second, because I was thinking about it in traffic and it just made me realize how much, like, this part of the fucking 101 now is when you get off the 405 onto the 101, it is always back. I mean, it was never like that. It's 9 out of 10 times now. It's backed up all the way to the fucking 405 when you get off. All the way up to this exit. The only place that it used to be like that was when you take the 101 and get up to like Melrose. It's always, any fucking time of the day or night, it's jammed up at Melrose. Now this whole fucking part is just a mess. Every day, I'm like, what is going on? Why the fuck is this so jammed up all the time? Oh, it's horrendous. But I was like, if somebody gave me the chance to, like, you know why? Because I was listening to us today about you bitching about tattoos, about you, how you want to get your tattoo removed.
Tattoos are stupid.
I'm so out of fucking, I'm so out of shit to listen to. I've been cannibalizing our fucking catalog. And we were talking about that. And I was like, if someone gave me the option to be like, okay, when you wake up tomorrow, you won't have to pay. You won't have to go through like the pain of a tattoo, but you'll have like an awesome full sleeve on your arm like forever. Like, would I say yes or no? Like, I really like struggle with that. I'm like, fuck, I don't know. And I'd be like, what a hypocrite, because you and me bitched about tattoos and how stupid all the fucking tattoo bullshit is.
You didn't. I did.
I did. You did more than me, but I wasn't like, I didn't disagree. And I'm okay. Fucking, I've had it with tattoo shit too, but I'm just like, god damn it.
So would you?
I don't know. I could not figure it out. It wasn't a definite no. I'm like, god damn it. I'm like, I wonder if we like limit jobs and shit in the future. Like, who knows? Like, because like, I mean, yeah, it's
full sleeve, dog.
It's cool and it works like in LA, but who knows where we're gonna end up, or like who knows what kind of job I get out here, and they'd be like, we're not hiring a guy with a fucking million tattoos all over his arm.
I don't think it matters anymore.
So I don't know. I know, it doesn't seem like it. Especially out here, it's all young people that own everything.
Guys in the bowling alley with fucking neck tattoos.
Yeah.
You know? It's like,
yeah, everyone's fucking hands and shit are covered. It's like, yeah, no. I don't think I would.
Okay, that's, how about this? You just have like a sleeve tattoo of like random shit for free, like it's just on your arm, okay? Or you can actually select what's there and spend the money on it. What would you rather have?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, a sleeve is a sleeve. There's no way there's enough stuff to even like cover my arm. I wouldn't even be able to. Like,
okay,
it wouldn't matter really. It's just like the color and the fucking.
See, I had a whole like interpretation of what I wanted, like a tattoo. Like I had a whole thing I wanted to get. And I'm just like, I'm not doing it. It's a waste of money. Like, what?
That's the biggest problem with it too. It's so much fucking money. It's like Bokes' arm was probably a couple grand. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, your car was a couple grand.
Well,
just get some dumb ink on your arm.
You see how fucking useless that is.
Yeah, at least you get your arm covered, dude. You fucking scare some people.
That's true. I mean, I guess, yeah. If you're just a dude like Bokes with a fucking beard and like.
That beard stinks, man.
Nah, I think it looks good.
Ugh.
You don't like it?
No, it doesn't look right. His face is—he's got too thin of a, like too like gaunt of a face to have a beard like that.
Do you like my beard this length?
Yeah.
Do you really?
I want to fucking rub it, my dick on it.
Like no, yeah.
Yeah, it looks. Yeah, when you start turning into a lumberjack, like a fucking freak.
Yeah, she says she liked it. She said she liked it this way, but here's the problem. This is what I've always had an issue with. In person, this length looks okay. In a picture, it looks awful.
It's you think it looks awful? It looks fine. It's usually that length. There's a million pictures of you with your beard like that. I never looked at it and went, oh my God, look at his beard.
Yeah, that's not true.
Okay, I'm lying about that.
You should be.
Okay.
Sorry.
According to you, I am.
Well, okay, where have you seen a picture of me with my beard this length?
I'll go to your Instagram, and there's a million pictures of your beard is about that length, pretty much.
No,
There's ones that are longer, but in general, that's about how long your beard usually is. What, are we going to fight about your beard?
No. I don't care. It's not a beard war.
I think it's one of those things where, like, when you hear your own voice, I mean, obviously you're used to yours, but, like, remember when you used to, like, hear your voice recorded and you're like, oh my God, I sound terrible? I think it's like one of those, but everyone else, you're like, no, you sound like you do. And they said there's something in your ear that makes your voice sound, because you're used to, like, the deep parts of your ear are used to hearing your voice as it comes out of your head. And then when you hear it recorded back, it doesn't have that same timbre because it's like, it's coming at you, not coming out of you.
Okay.
That's why your voice sounds weird when you hear it recorded. Did you know that? Isn't that fucking fucked up?
Well, okay, how is that related?
Look, that's how it is, like, when you're, like, you look at your picture, look at my fucking beard, but everyone else is like, no, it looks, what the fuck, looks fine.
All
right. Yeah, I guess that was a waste to go on that one. But
all right. Yeah, I was curious where that was going to come around, but.
I went down the rabbit hole a little bit.
All right, well, I got Song of the Week this week.
Yes.
And guess what I'm playing? Some fucking Sam Smith.
Oh. No. So he played that twice?
No, he didn't. He only did it once. Money on My Mind.
Well, I thought you said he came out to it and then that was his encore.
No. He came out to some other song.
He saved it all the way for the encore?
The encore was that and then Stay With Me, which was the one that made me fucking tear up.
So he didn't play the radio version of that song?
No.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What is he, fucking Neil Young?
No, but I gotta say, that fucking guy, man, his voice carries, number one. I'd put him against anybody. Like, his voice is, it's like beautiful. It's like really nice. So, all right, check out this song, Sam Smith, Money on My Mind, and see.
Oh, yeah.
Now, can you.
He's got more money in his mind.
Can you.
Cox.
Yeah, he's got cocks.
He's a fan.
Well, basically, he said that out loud. He's like, well, I'm looking for somebody if anybody's around. Like, I just.
Oh, yeah. Good for him.
He's going to be the new. He's going to be the next Elton John, that's my opinion.
Maybe. Does he write all those songs that he does,
though? Yeah.
Hmm.
I think he's going to be.
How old is he, a young kid? He's a good kid.
25.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. But, try to, like, listen to make sure that there's actual lyrics in this one.
All right. I can't believe, so he didn't play the hit, like, the second or the third song? That's, like, standard.
No, he played them all at the end.
Wow.
He closed.
You know, the entire crowd was closed, like, come on, play it.
He closed on Money on My Mind and then came back out, did Latch, that's the song that you're talking about.
And he did it like a cappella with a piano?
He did, yeah. No, yeah.
What a shithead. Play the fucking
version. No, it was good. It was good.
But they want to hear the dance. They want to dance to it and shit. That's the fucking version they want to hear.
And they did Stay With Me, which is his big hit.
Not the Russian import with the rare a cappella fucking version. What a fucking penis.
Did you get a nut shot, buddy? I'm sorry.
No, I'm not looking. I'm not trying to skirt your balls, sir.
Well, it was yesterday. Like, I honestly was like going to take a cock pic because, like, I trim my sack and I trim my cock and, like, I mean, for...
That's where the hedge clippers went.
For fucking zero reason. But I'm like, Dad, that's looking decent. Like, I had my camera out ready to take a pic. And I'm like, what am I doing? Why would I take
it? Just take it and store it somewhere.
Where the fuck am I going to store it?
Email it to yourself and then hide it in one of your email folders. I would never do something like that myself. I'm just saying, I've heard people do that.
You said you had stock fucking cock pics.
Yeah, that was the joke. I was being sarcastic.
How did you take them? Did you take them, like, right of it or in the mirror?
I got a couple mirrors, and I got a couple just straight down. They're really hard to do. I only have, like, two or three. They're fucking really hard to do.
Is it full body?
I got one full body where I look fucking pretty good. I'm not going to lie. It was when I had almost a six-pack.
Can you send it to me? Can you make that picture of the week?
No, I better not. I'll get fucking raped.
Make it, but, like, over your cock, just put looking good radio.
This is totally random, but I hang out in the fucking... It's so twisted. I hang out in the Opie and Anthony Reddit page, which is now just degenerated into everyone on there just destroying Opie and just ripping, saying how shitty he is and, like, just picking up every... Because he's so bad. He's just so unfunny and just, like, tries so hard. And the ironic thing is he's the douche that he's always railed about and made fun of in radio. But, like, it's been him the whole time because now that Ant's gone, he's left his own devices, like... Everything is just like all of his ideas and his jokes are just so fucking bad and like hacky and like it's horrendous. And he's like so bad. That joke's done. It's fucking terrible. But where was I going with this? Oh yeah, so I was in the so constantly like people will start a thread and they'll be like well, I can't listen. I finally tapped will be like the headline of the thread. So you'll go in and it'll just be yet another guy. There's like one of these a day almost. It's like, I can't listen anymore. I quit. I'm dropping my subscription. The show stinks. And every time someone will be like, what? Somebody recommends some podcasts. So I'll always go in and be like, oh, I heard this one, Looking Good Radio. And then I got into it with this guy. But I never want to say it's me just because I want to see how long I can go before someone knows that I'm on the show and plugging my own show. So just to be stupid, I'll be like, yeah, I heard this fucking thing. But I'll keep it going. Like I'm pretending I'm listening to someone else's. So this guy comes on today, and he was like, he did one.
Love that, by the way.
He goes, listen to it. He's like, I don't know what this means. He goes, it had a lot of bugs. The audio quality wasn't good. I was like, what the fuck? I listened to it, and it sounded fine. I was like, I think both the hosts are individually mic'd. I was like, what bugs? What are you talking about? I was like, it sounded good. I'm like, they walk around and everything, and there's a substantial lack of background noise.
and
they go, I don't, you know, I got to check it, see if he wrote back. But I was this guy
actually listened to the show.
I guess, yeah. But I don't think he listened to the whole thing because there was bugs. What the fuck are bugs? If you're listening again, fuckface, there's no bugs.
What's his
name?
What
are you talking about? I did some username, like, oh, I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Come on,
like,
little fag.
Steve, fucking Anthony's Crabs 3 and shit.
Little fag.
Yeah. But Anthony's
Crabs 3, you sucked up.
I plug the shit out of this. I'm always, anytime I can stick the goddamn podcast in there, I at least once a day. Yeah.
So, well, go fuck yourself. Got to give a shout out to Elliot Wilcox, man.
Fucking Elliot, representing down in fucking Australia. Buck, buck.
Australia in the house. Buck, buck. I wish I could do that fucking LC. Like, he does it so fucking good. God damn it.
It's fucking funny. It sounds like a sound drop, but it's really him.
All right. Again, guys. Ooh, well,
Brandon's blowing me up.
Well, I'm sending the song. I'm sending the song of the week, doggy.
I was all excited.
Yeah. You get like that, man? What? Like, when you want someone to text you and, like, you're just waiting, and then,
yeah,
like,
especially if I'm ready to fuck.
Yeah. Well, just call me, bud. I told Tree Man the other day, it's like, I should just, me, Tree Man and myself should just be fags. In terms of, like, I could beat him off better than a chick can.
Hi, guys. And my, like, hands are really,
we
don't have
to kiss or anything. Like, we could just, you could like, rub my back or
that's
something.
That's a terrible idea, bud.
you think?
Yeah. That's not good.
Okay.
That's going to get weird real fast.
All right. Well.
All right. Well, that's it. All right. Another one.
So I'm not going to date Tree Man, is what you tell me.
No, I wouldn't.
All right. Yeah, that's probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
But he's still, you know, never going to come on the show. Little fag.
Yeah. I can't remember
anything.
What were we talking about?
We were following you the other day, man.
I know. I didn't know that was you guys. I was like, who the fuck is behind me? Who's on my ass?
I'm like texting Luke. I'm like,
I didn't recognize his truck.
I'm like, me and Rob Bass are behind you. And, like, I keep texting. He's, like, riding up on you.
Yeah.
I'm like, little fag. I'm, like, screaming it out the window.
Well, you're the little fag. And then I saw his hair. And I was like, oh, it's fucking Rob. I didn't know it was you guys. I was like, I hope this guy follows me in the parking lot. We're going to have some fucking problems here. That's a tight little spot right there where the Thai food places.
Calling you little fag.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Hopefully next week's more entertaining.
You always say that. This one, what was wrong with this one? It's fine.
We had, like, I don't know. Nothing really happened.
Well, yeah, I guess technically you're right.
It was kind of boring.
That'll be better. I'm starting to get my shit back. I'm getting out more. I'll do some more gigs or something. I don't know. What the fuck am I talking about? I don't know. Who cares? Fucking pussy.
We're just talking.
Well, I'm supposed to play tennis with the chick, so hopefully that'll get some good stories.
Ooh, Kellum.
Yeah. With Dude Bogues. This is my first ever doubles fucking tennis with a chick. I've been trying to make this happen. This was supposed to have happened probably 10 times. And it's actually, I mean, if it happens, but allegedly it is, but, like, this will be my first one. I haven't played tennis in fucking years. So, kiss my butt.
When the summer deal, I felt pressure. Don't want to see the numbers. I want to see heaven. You say, could you write a song for me? I say, I'm sorry, I won't do that happily. When I go home, I tend to close the door. I never want to know. So sing with me. Can't you see I don't have my mind. No, I have no money on my mind, just
all the time.